Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Maestro Greenspan's Fed and the American Boom is a work of investigative nonfiction by Bob Woodward that examines Alan Greenspan's years as chairman of the Federal Reserve, especially from the late 1980s through 2000. Rather than presenting a standard biography, the book focuses on how Greenspan influenced interest rate policy, the Federal Open Market Committee, and the broader political economy of the United States during a period of strong growth. Woodward uses his reporting style to show the Federal Reserve as an institution shaped by debate, uncertainty, and constant pressure from markets and Washington. The book is especially concerned with how Greenspan moved from an anti-inflation orthodoxy toward a recognition of the so-called new economy, and how his decisions affected credit, investment, and economic confidence. It is both a portrait of a central banker and an account of how monetary policy can shape national prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Greenspan as a central banker balancing inflation control and growth. A major theme of the book is Greenspan's evolution from a hardline anti-inflation thinker into a central banker who also recognized the value of supporting expansion when economic conditions allowed it. Woodward presents this shift as intellectual as well as practical. Greenspan is not portrayed as simply loosening policy for popularity. Rather, he is shown wrestling with incomplete information, competing forecasts, and the need to preserve credibility while allowing growth to continue. This matters because the Fed's role is not only to prevent inflation, but also to avoid choking off employment and investment. The book explains how Greenspan's reputation depended on the belief that he could judge when restraint was necessary and when flexibility was wiser. That tension between caution and responsiveness gives the book much of its analytical force. Secondly, how Federal Reserve interest rate decisions shape the real economy. Woodward makes the Fed's technical decisions accessible by tracing their practical consequences for borrowing, business activity, mortgages, and job creation. The book emphasizes that small changes in short-term rates can move through the economy quickly, affecting how much money is available for consumers and firms. This is one of the book's most important lessons because it connects institutional procedure to everyday economic life. Instead of treating monetary policy as abstract finance, Woodward shows that rate-setting decisions influence credit conditions, investment plans, and household spending. The result is a clearer picture of why the Federal Reserve matters beyond Wall Street. The book's strength lies in making a complex policy mechanism legible without reducing it to slogans, showing that the Fed can support expansion or create strain through decisions that appear narrow on the surface. Thirdly, inside the Federal Open Market Committee and the politics of consensus, the book pays close attention to the internal workings of the Federal Open Market Committee and the negotiation required to reach policy decisions. Woodward portrays the Fed not as a purely technocratic machine, but as a group of individuals with different views, temperaments, and degrees of influence. Greenspan's authority is central, yet he is shown operating through consensus building, strategic ambiguity, and careful management of disagreement. This internal politics matters because monetary policy depends on trust, persuasion, and institutional discipline, not just economic models. The book suggests that Greenspan's leadership style was effective, partly because he could dominate the room without always appearing overtly coercive. By highlighting procedure, interpersonal dynamics, and policy deliberation, Woodward reveals how central bank power is exercised through a blend of expertise and political skill. Fourthly, the Federal Reserve as a power center in Washington. Another important dimension of the book is its portrayal of the Fed's relationship with the White House, Congress, and the broader Washington environment. Woodward shows that Greenspan was not operating in isolation. He had to navigate public officials, political expectations, and institutional rivalries while maintaining the Fed's independence. The book is particularly interested in how Washington power games reward caution, timing, and control of information. Greenspan emerges as a figure who understood these rules and used them effectively. This perspective makes the book more than an economic history. It is also a study of governance. Readers see that central banking is inseparable from politics, even when it is formally insulated from day-to-day electoral pressure. That tension between independence and political reality is one of the book's strongest analytical themes. Lastly, a portrait of uncertainty, philosophy, and the limits of economic knowledge, Woodward also explores the intellectual habits that shaped Greenspan's decision-making, including his reliance on uncertainty and his distrust of fixed formulas. The book notes his association with logical positivism, a philosophical outlook that treats certainty as limited and provisional. This helps explain why Greenspan often appears cautious, opaque, and reluctant to present economic judgments as absolute truths. The significance of this theme is that it frames the Fed's work as an exercise in probabilistic judgment rather than exact science. Policymakers must act before all evidence is available, And the book makes clear that this is both the strength and vulnerability of central banking. By emphasizing uncertainty, Woodward avoids making Greenspan seem omniscient. Instead, he presents him as a highly capable decision maker operating in a world where knowledge is partial and consequences are large. In conclusion, Maestro is best suited for readers interested in the Federal Reserve, monetary policy, modern American economic history, and the political side of economic decision making. It will also appeal to readers who want to understand Alan Greenspan as an institutionally powerful figure rather than simply a public personality. The book offers practical value by clarifying how interest rate policy affects credit, investment, inflation, and growth, while also giving intellectual value through its close look at uncertainty, institutional leadership, and policy judgment. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is Bob Woodward's access-driven reporting style. Instead of relying mainly on theory or retrospective analysis, he reconstructs the atmosphere of Fed deliberations and the political context in which they occurred. That gives the book unusual immediacy and institutional detail. At the same time, its scope remains tied to Greenspan's tenure through 2000, so it is strongest as a study of the boom years and the making of Greenspan's reputation. As a result, it works especially well for readers who want a grounded, insider account of how central banking helped shape an era of American prosperity. If you would like to support Bob Woodward, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.